After the longest 3 seconds in Catherine's brief career at Decision Tech, Martin weighed in.
Well, I don't think it's news to anyone here that I hate doing this team stuff. I mean, it's like fingernails on a bloody chalkboard to me.
Catherine didn't need this. Then Martin finished.
But that's the biggest crock of shit I've ever heard. I think JR was just afraid that he didn't know how to sell this stuff.
Jeff agreed. He did admit to me a few months ago, over beers in an airport, mind you, that he has never had to sell into a market that didn't already exist, and that he preferred having a brand name behind him. He also said that he had never failed in his life and that he wasn't about to do so here. Jan added, and he hated when we asked him about sales. He felt like we were pounding on him. Mikey chimed in. Most of the sales that we've closed were done by Martin and Jeff anyway. I don't think the guy ever really knew how to. Catherine was just about to jump in when Nick spoke up.
Listen, I know I should be the last person to say this because I was JR's biggest critic behind the scenes, but let's not do this. He's gone, and we need to figure out what we're going to do.
Carlos volunteered. I'll take over sales until we can find someone else. Jan felt comfortable enough with Carlos to be direct with him, even in front of the rest of the group. As much as we appreciate your offer, I think that there are two other people in this room with more time on their hands and more experience with selling. She looked at Jeff, who was sitting next to Nick. One of you two. Jeff responded immediately.
Don't get me wrong. I do whatever you want me to, but I've never run a sales organization or carried a quota for that matter. I love to sell to investors and even customers, as long as I'm with someone who knows what they're doing.
Mikey offered her opinion. Nick, you ran field operations at your last company, and you headed a sales team earlier in your career.
Nick nodded.
Martin added, but I remember when we interviewed Nick.
Martin often referred to people in the third person, as though they weren't sitting in the same room. It wasn't intentionally rude, just less personal.
He said that he wanted to break away from his career label as a field guy. He wanted to take on a more corporate, central leadership role.
Nick nodded again, quietly impressed that Martin had remembered anything about him.
That's right. I felt like I was being pigeonholed in sales and field ops.
No one spoke for a moment. Nick continued,
but I have to say that I was damn good at sales and I enjoyed it.
Catherine resisted the temptation to begin selling Nick. Jeff didn't.
You do have a good relationship with the sales force already, and you have to admit that you've been frustrated by our inability to get into more deals.
Carlos joked.
Come on, Nick. If you don't do it, they're going to accept my offer.
Catherine shrugged at Nick to say, he's right.
In that case, it would be negligent of me to say no.
Everyone laughed when suddenly a fire alarm sounded. Jan slapped her forehead.
Oh, I forgot. We're having a fire drill today. The Half Moon Bay Fire Department said we have to start doing these twice a year.
Everyone slowly gathered their things.
Martin added a final bit of humor. Thank God. I could feel a group hug coming on any minute.